The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Carlos, what a powerful message. And funny enough, I saw this a few days ago. And I am very happy that you came on this afternoon and we sort of delve into this. Because a lot of people have it misconstrued that men have what is known as a crystal ball. We have the ability to know all. They even believe that radio announcers, we know all. We are not, we are run through the mill if we in anything that we say. We have to be credible at all times. We must do our research and homework before we put our mouth in gear. And I say that to say this. When you look at relationships and you look at what is happening, and I say relationships, not meaning just a romantic relationship. I am talking about relationships right. in general. This is mother and right. daughter, father and son. In other words, parent and child, employer and employees, brothers and sisters, siblings, friends. Communication seems to be lacking a lot. And with the absence of communication is miscommunication. Because if I don't know, I take things at face value. I'm unaware. I'm oblivious to something. And I continue to do it repeatedly. And it annoys you even more. And then it appears as though I don't care. Then women bring it into the relationship. So, well, if you don't know why, vex for. How is it important? What is the importance and significance, Carlos, for communication?
Yeah, a lot of people are not listening to listen. People are listening to talk. I believe that listening is a lost art. I also believe that we should seek to understand before being understood, right? I think a lot of people are like, you ever see Double Dutch, Davey, back in the day where the women were Double Dutch and when we were growing up, maybe playing Double Dutch on the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, when you're waiting for your turn for Double Dutch, you're like waiting for the right time to jump into the ropes. A lot of people are listening just like that. They're not listening to hear what you got to say. They're just waiting for a turn to talk. So it's important to listen because I'll say what my uncle says. In order to get something into a container, I got to allow that container to empty itself out. So one, if I want somebody to listen to what I have to say, I need to be able to listen to what they're saying so I can allow them some space to be able to communicate. Two, I won't go back that far into the relationship part of it, but most relationships fail because of bad sex, bad money, and bad communication. Those are the top three. And I think bad communication might be the top one. So to your question, the importance of communication is to be able to allow your person, whether it be in a romantic relationship or just in a relationship at all, for your person to be able to know what's going on. Like the clip that you played, he said a lot of times people don't speak up and then they create these gaps. And these gaps are created from the time the person was feeling like this until the time the person actually said something about it. So again, to answer your question, the importance of speaking up and answering somebody, or excuse me, to communicate to somebody, especially going along with that clip, is so you don't allow these gaps to come in. And so the person who's with you doesn't have to have a crystal ball, like you said. So the person who's with you, they know what you're dealing with. They know what's going on in your mind. And so that they can adjust accordingly. Instead of most people just feeling like you just supposed to understand just because you're supposed to know me.
You know, one of the things that bug me the most is we get angry when persons don't understand us. You don't understand me. Look how long you know me. You know me long time. You don't understand me. But did we take a minute to explain who we are? Did we take a minute to communicate what our likes and dislikes are? What we approve of, what we disapprove of, what we feel, what we don't feel? And a lot of times, but before we get that, before we go to that part of the question I wanted to talk to you about, let's shed some light on the dangers not communicating effectively.
Gotcha. That's good. That's good.
So that's good. Let's go down that road. Let's start off, you know. Yeah. Let's talk about the danger. I want people to understand. When you do not communicate, now Carlos went through a series of things about three. He said bad money, bad sex, bad communication. These are the sure to fail. What are sex and money have to do with communication? That Carlos used those three things. I am not in his mind, and I promise you, we did not speak about this. We knew what we were going to talk about, but we have our own ideas that we are bringing to the table to the listening audience. I want to be very clear. But when somebody says bad sex, or they say bad money, how are you, let's get the consensus as to how you're tying that in with communication.
Yeah, and it's just the top three things. If you look at it statistically, you'll see that these are the top three, even if you got five of them in different categories. So when it comes to bad money, bad sex, those things cause frustrations. Bad communication does the same thing. So these things usually add stress to a relationship. And if you add too much stress or too much weight to something, it's not going to be able to carry that thing for a long time. So if you have some money issues, right? Or you have some bad sex issues, right? And then you compound those onto marriage and the other things that are going to be going on with marriage, it's going to be a lot to carry. So I think it even goes back to the communication, because if you look at the money or if you look at sex, a lot of times, may not be all the time, a lot of times the breakdown is some type of communication about it. Whether it be somebody wasn't being pleased and they were not communicating about it. Again, thinking the other person should just know about it. Or somebody spending money and they just think the other person should know about it. Or why are you spending all this money? And you know we have these bills. A lot of times those things come down to communication as well. So I personally believe that communication is the foundational piece. And those other pieces can be stacked on top. And we can go down the road to those other two as well. But those other two, which is money and sex, you'll see those happen in relationships over time. Just like this gap that's created in communication, over time, there's a gap created in those spaces as well if we're not speaking up about them.
And funny enough that you mentioned that, because when I think about it and I look at and I analyze that video, that clip, and I listen, more often than not, we find ourselves in situations where an employer says to an employee, "I expected better of you." Failing to realize that your employee, we are in the game. We literally kicking the ball. We are here. You ever hear somebody watching the football match and they could see all the plays that you didn't play? They could see all the plays. But we in the game. So we playing this game. We here. We doing this. If you figure that something is wrong or going off, why wait for it to derail and then come to say, "I didn't expect this"? If you are seeing or sensing something, a good employer, you will get your employee in and you'll have that dialogue very quickly. Similarly to that in a marriage or relationship. You find people say, "You know, I expected better from you. Why I never knew you was like that." Or, "I was looking at something recently just before we were coming in to do this interview. And similarly to what that gentleman said, you're not romantic with me." But everybody's love language is different. Right. Everybody comes from different backgrounds, different family lives. And if this person never see daddy expressing love like this, or just mommy alone is in the house, they now have to be taught as to how they can show love and how to receive love.
Yeah, and like you said, and hopefully I didn't cut you off, Davey, they got to be taught by that person specifically. So you come into a relationship and you're two different people coming together. And yeah, you may have saw your mother and father together. Maybe you've never seen your mother and father together. Maybe you've seen your grandparents. Maybe you haven't experienced somebody else, but you have to teach each other specifically. So that's where the communication comes in even further between those two specific people. So some people even put a false expectation on their partner, whether it be relationship or whether it be friendship. They put a false expectation because they believe you should show up the way my mother always showed up. Or you should show up the way my father always showed up, and you're not communicating as well. So sometimes we bring this misconception into this relationship, and it's causing a lot of problems because we're not communicating about it. And like you said at the beginning, thinking the other person has a crystal ball and they just trying to figure out whatever's in your mind. And you're thinking, "What? Well, you're supposed to know this because this is all I know about relationships." Communication, again, being the key part of that. And I'll say this too, Davey. A big part of communication is not just talking. Communication is also listening, because I know we're talking a lot about the communicator, but I know both of us are saying at the same time that the other person needs to be listening and internalizing what the person is actually saying, because listening is as important, if not more important, when it comes to communication.
Well, listening is fine. You mentioned it. But I want people to understand. Did you hear? You hear what I said? Yes, I heard you. I know you're deaf. Yeah. I know you're not deaf. Them two fellas at the side of your head working. So you're not deaf. But did you listen to what I said? And we have to reach a space. And I'm glad that you mentioned that listening is part of communication. Somebody done messaged me already. How is that so? Well, I'm going to explain from my perspective.
Yeah.
When you listen to what is being said, you can then effectively respond. So you are engaging in communication because you're not just hearing, because you're outside and you're hearing noise. If you go down Charlotte in the streets now, you're hearing this horn blowing, a siren here, you're hearing noise. Right? So you're getting all this noise. And with that now, if they ask you, where is the car horn coming from? You now have to listen to a specific direction to say, well, I'm hearing a horn, but it's coming from behind me, in front, or the side street. You have to now tune in. And that is what people don't do, Carlos. They're hearing what you're saying, you're talking, every noise making.
Right. But are they changing? Did your behavior change?
Based upon
what I said? And a lot of times it doesn't. And the person who's saying, like you said, yeah, my two ears are working. I heard what you said, but did my behavior change according to what you actually said? If the behavior didn't change according to somebody said, you didn't internalize what the person actually said. Your ears were on, yes, but you weren't actually internalizing. And when I've worked with people, or when I've talked to people or communicated to people, a lot of times I will communicate that way and say, are you internalizing what I'm saying? Because I know you're nodding your head. I know you're in the room with me, but are you taking in what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, if I hit you, I ain't trying to miss you, David. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. As a matter of fact, I would say there's a good amount of women, somebody gonna message in, they're gonna be mad, that often have a rebuttal for what you're saying before you've even finished what you're saying, which shows me, were you really listening to what I was saying? Like, take a chance to take in what I'm saying before you rebuttal against something that you heard that I said.
I'll tread lightly on that part, anyway. I have two females in the studio here with me right now.
I was being careful as I could.
But the reality of it is the facts. Like I said in our last conversation, part one, when there was this couple that came and there was some sort of infidelity, and she was upset and hurt and depressed. She was all kind of things. And everybody is like, but he's a dog, and coming down on him, you know, it's a choice. You choose to go and do this. Were you accidentally, oops, and fall? No. But guess what? He was communicating. This is happening. He's reaching out. She says, but I's all, he always come in. He always this. I just sit down next to him. And everybody hearing her noise. Because if you turn and you listen to what she was saying. Now, I played devil's advocate, and I became the spawn of Satan's seed. And I'll tell you why. Because I asked the question.
All right, David.
I asked the question, you know, when last or how often? And the answer I got alone told me, well, okay. So you're defended. I'm not defending. I am simply saying there's a thing called cause and effect. And in the absence of affection that is clearly being communicated to you, and you choose to ignore what is being communicated, then somewhere along the line, that cause and effect is going to happen. Now, yes, a choice was made by him to do this. But, again, cause and effect. Now, whether the choice was made and he fell and he committed adultery, whatever the case might be, my thing is, before this happened, were you communicated with? Well, yes, and okay. So you were aware that this individual was feeling a particular way. All right? You were aware. And because you were aware, here is where the listening part came in. You heard what he said, but did your behavior change? Did you listen to what was said? And then look at him, because most women feel that, you know, I don't know, we are iron. I don't know, Govin. I don't know. We are iron, you know. We supposed to understand what your love language is. Well, I don't know if you use a rusty iron, but we like that. I don't know. You understand?
Oh, no.
A text now comes in here. Brothers, here.
What they saying?
I had a problem with my last relationship. I was trying to listen what she was saying, but women tend to have so much to say. It is difficult to digest all. She has to say the issue twice.
True.
To make sure you're hearing.
I try to let her finish all she has to say, regardless of how long it takes to share it. But when it's my turn to speak, I'm always interrupted. That is fact, boy. I go to the front of the class.
Oh, that David, are we going to tread on that one?
Well, boy. Last week we had Pat, we had Dawn with us, you know, McGill Dawn, and Melissa was here. And she's not here right now, but there are two other women in the studio. Bat easy. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, gosh. A lady called in. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Good afternoon, I think we're in trouble, David. And good afternoon to all your guests.
Yeah, go ahead.
David, most of the times when I speak to... Because remember, as I told you, I used to work in a home for battered women and abused family. And most of the time, the young ladies will say, well, you know, this is the first time I'm going into this relationship. First time to be intimate and think, and like the man doesn't want to understand, to have a little patience with me and let us work it together. Most of the time, he hurry, quick, fast, and done.
Govin, okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I think I understand what she was trying to say, you know. But
I think so.
But my guests in studio, everybody in a state of bewilderment. But I think I understand. I think I understand.
I think so. What you is can fix it, Davey. Come on.
Ah, why you get Govin? You want to weigh in on that there, no? I think Govin could weigh in, you know. You heard what she said, Govin? You lost too?
She was hurry.
Yeah, Mike. She was what?
No.
You don't want to weigh in on that? Why he breaks in so much?
You wasn't paying attention.
I weigh in on it. All right, she called in.
Yeah, we understand. Okay, that is where we talk about the bad sex and stuff, I believe, and the bad money and spending.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I think it comes with communication as well. I think that's a space of communication. Now, I'll say from what she was saying, I can't say this is everybody. It sounds that she was saying that the young lady was trying to communicate and the gentleman wasn't receiving it. Sometimes not the right person. So I'm not saying you should up and just leave everybody, especially if you're in a marriage with somebody. But everybody's not the right person. If you're with somebody and they're showing you signs that they're not communicating and listening to you and their behavior is not changing, that's called a clue. This might not be the person you're supposed to be with.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Davey.
Yes, good afternoon.
Davey and your other gentleman. I forgot his name.
Carlos.
And right, Govin, yeah. I switched on a little leave, but something that confuses me. As a man, I've been through a lot of relationships. I'm on my second marriage, and I would like a lady to explain this and not a man. How come when things are going very good in the relationship and you get into the intimacy part of it in the bedroom, a woman gives you all these compliments and they tell you to take them, do anything you want. You're the greatest man, the greatest lover. But the minute you have an argument or the minute you can't step up to the plate, they get very negative and they tell you very very nasty things about yourself and you're the worst and it's better they get an ex-man. And, you know, and most of the time, you know, 99% of the time, you're fine. You wouldn't insult a woman in that way. So I want a woman to explain why this happens. And I think that's a lot, that accounts for a lot of the problems we have with domestic violence. When men, you know, you feel so in control and so loved and everything, but the minute something goes wrong and you can't step up to the plate, you become the worst partner out. And that's my little contribution. You know, I'd like that to be explained. Yeah.
Pal, you and every man on the planet have experienced something along those lines. You're not the only man that end up in a little disagreement with a woman. and you hear some of these derogatory things being said. But what I will say to you from my experience and from my side of things is that that is their way. That is their way of trying to hurt you. Physically, they can't beat you in most instances. They might be able to win a hand-to-hand fight with you or win the quarrel. And I, if it's a man like me, I good at the I word. I really ignore. I reach a stage where I is just, you know, you talking and it's like, okay. You see, I tune out and I move away and I revisit it in the future. Sometimes I don't ever do it again. I don't ever revisit the conversation. But for me, on my end, I think it's to get those words, those statements being made towards a man, towards you, gets to the core of you and it generates a reaction from you. And when you get a reaction, that is satisfactory for them. That's my thought so far. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Yep. You know, I was listening to our program earlier, right? You hear me?
Yeah.
You had a dietitian on a program this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's only lunchtime, doctor.
Yeah. And what happened is I thought I left my phone home. So I didn't have the phone to call. What I wanted to find out was, the doctor, did she have an office where she paid to make an appointment?
All right, so what you will have to do, we will send the information through. Tune in tomorrow between 12 and 1, and that information will be relayed. All right?
Also, I have to listen from 12 and 1.
12 to 1 tomorrow. I will also send the information, but you need to tune in tomorrow, and you will be able to get the insight. All right? Thank you so much for sharing. Carlos, you want to weigh in on this now?
Yeah, I think, for one, you nailed it. I think if a woman in that particular space, and when she's trying to do that, somebody's trying to hurt you. They're trying to hurt your feelings, and they know what's going to actually hurt you. They know what's going to actually get to your core. The other part is, man, it's understanding people or understanding your spouse or understanding your person. You got to spend some time doing it. There's some difficulty in doing that up front. So it sounds like there's some space where he didn't understand why she was doing this or why women would do this. I wouldn't spend so much time focusing on the why they would do this. I would spend more time on, why is this the person I'm supposed to be with? They're trying to hurt my feelings that way, right? Like you said, Davey, this person is trying to hurt you. They're not going to say something like that if they're not trying to hurt you. Again, if it was a person communicating something to you about the bedroom or whatever other area, and they wanted to actually communicate it with you, then it wouldn't come up in just an argument. If it's coming up in just an argument time and they're lashing out at you, that's because they're trying to actually hurt you and trying to win the argument. If this person really wanted to communicate that to you, then they can communicate that to you outside of an argument, and they can communicate that to you at other times as well. Yeah, you got to be careful about people who just kind of lashing out at you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Davey.
Uh-huh.
And to your guest, Mr. Carlos.
Hey.
Mr. Carlos, what do you think about this, like, to treat a woman? A woman is like a golf course. You got to know how to groom her. What do you think about that poetic statement?
Well, there's nothing poetic about that statement, but go ahead, Bert.
I'll say this. So I'm a believer. And the Bible says this, and stay with me where I'm going. It says the woman is interpreted as the weaker vessel.
Right.
And a lot of people see that as somebody who's weak or not as strong. But if you look at the meaning or the interpretation of that, the woman is the more delicate vessel. That means you don't take a crystal glass and put it on the edge of the table because it may fall off the side of the table and it may be broken. So when you say you have a woman, you should groom her. I would say more so in the space of, you have a woman and you should take care of her. You should know that she's precious. You should know that she's delicate, and you should know how your woman moves, what she wants, and how she works. I tell you, fellas, straight up, no chaser. If you want to get something out of your woman, treat her like a queen. I've heard too many men who want to be the king without giving queen treatment. If you treat your woman like a queen, she will then in return treat you like the king that you are. So when you say to groom a woman, what I hear in that statement is, take care of your woman, understand your woman is precious, and make sure that you're doing the things that's necessary to cultivate her and to cause her to grow.
With that being said, I will also chime in there. Remember, woman was created for man. That is in the book of Genesis, for those of you that read your Bible. And the thing about it is this: what we have to understand is, it has nothing to do with grooming, and as Carlos alluded to, your kingship. We say men are the head of the home, and women in this day and age will say, I'm earning too, and them is boss. And I just tell them, look at your hand. You have five fingers and all of them different lengths, but all of them have different strengths and weaknesses. Or if you don't have a thumb, you're in problems. If you have a big toe, you can't stand and balance properly. So everything is well precisely placed on your body that has its function, similarly to a woman in the house. All right? She normally is the nurturer. She would provide a home. But if you, as the king of the house, so to speak, quote unquote, or the head, what does the head do? You lead. You're not a dictator. You're not the boss. You're the head of the home. So you lead by example. So the way you conduct yourself, you can then internalize and demand that respect because you are giving it to her. Imagine there's a quarrel in the house. You all fall out for the first time after your honeymoon and thing, or in the marriage, 6 months down the road, you have a big argument. And you fly off the handle and start to call the woman names. Could you then, in the future, demand or earn respect from her that way? But even if she starts calling you names and saying, but you're stupid, and you pause for a minute and say, listen, why are you speaking to me like that? Did I speak to you that way? And you take a tone and a posture that shows that you do not approve of that type of behavior and language, it could never continue. Because right there, you pull the brakes. I don't speak to you like that. Why are you speaking? I'm not accepting that type of language from you. And this conversation is over. She would not be able to penetrate you therefore after that to get through. And therefore, if she needs to get words to you, she would then have to communicate with you properly. Because I'll tell you this, there's some women, if you try to talk them a particular way, they've been trying to hear you, you know. Who are you talking to? And they pull up on your socks, tall, tie your shoes and put you out. So why must they do that? The thing about it is, you as a man, you have to exert your headship, your leadership qualities that have come out here. Your tenderness, because even as a lion, as the lion in the pack, his cubs, how does he treat them?
He protects them.
How does he groom the lioness? So then, and he's the easy lion. How does he deal with it? So it's the same way. If we look at the animal kingdom, we could mimic some of the things and treat with our spouses equally, or if not more delicately, as it were. Whatever you give them is what you're going to get back. And that is something that a lot of people don't understand. But as we get set to wrap the interview, I really want to tie in the whole communication aspect and really solidify communicating. Now, we have a couple text messages that's coming in and a phone line ringing. Hello, good afternoon.
JP boy.
Tell me.
And I guess, with my parents' days, you can treat a woman like a queen, dog. Watch me, I say loving. You see, this wrong. We in 2024, not 1824. A woman need roughing up. They love rough up. I tell you, like bad boy style, dog. Hold it on.
All right, Carlos, you heard that? And look, Shaz not walking, you know. Shaz coming late on this conversation, boy. Oh, Lord.
They coming in on the phone today.
They're coming in fast and furious. One says, women are very crafty with their words. They know how to build up a man and how to break him down. Some are very manipulative. So they conveniently build you up when they need to get something done and break you down when things are not going as they wish. Davey, please. that is a phrase from the PM. This caller doesn't know the phrase. All right, cool. Here is one, Carlos. The lioness is the hunter. The lion sits back and allows the lion to hunt. I did say some things, right? I didn't say I'll take all.
Yeah, you did.
I said some.
You did, David.
I said
you
some.
Did.
Take some things from the animal kingdom. Some. You know, you don't have to take all. But most importantly, what I want you to take away from this conversation this afternoon is communication.
Yeah.
Talk to each other. Women, ladies. Stop feel that man have a crystal ball in the brain. Stop feel that we know all you mean. Say what you mean what you say. Recently, I had a discussion. Oh, another text came in. A woman is a reflection of a man. The way you treat her, the way she responds. And that's what you said to Carlos. The way you treat the woman is how she's going to respond. A woman said to me recently, she was upset. Her man went to a party and that they were supposed to go to. Another text is saying, the small clues in a relationship that a woman is telling you, don't do or stop this or change. This is often ignored. So by the time she has to tell you, you are the worst thing ever because she has had enough of you ignoring what she was saying at times. And that goes both ways. That is not just for men, for women and telling men. Men talking to women, same thing. So this woman said to me, she said, I'm upset and thing and delete man off the phone, we vex. I say, why? Because he went to the party and, you know, but I'm saying, did he not come and talk to you? Yeah, he did. Did he ask you? Well, I didn't want I sent him and tell him go ahead because I don't want our friends to feel I controlling him. So I tell him go to the party. And then when he went, I get vexed. And he danced and he come back and I ain't talking. Now, in my mind, what kind of necromancy madness you telling me here? Then she says the ultimate thing that sent a nerve. You know, we women, they say things and just don't mean it. So therein lies the problem. You don't want him to go, but you didn't let him know that. She said, "But how I could tip that?" I said, "Girl, it's very simple. Babes, I ain't really feeling fit to go to that party. You know, I know you could make your own decision, but I will prefer if you not go. It's the way you speak. That communication. But if you communicate and says, go do this, and then when he goes and does it, you're vexed because you didn't think he was going to do it because you didn't expect him to do it. You didn't want him to do it, and then he does it. Help it make sense now, Carlos. And that's like all I will say. That's all I will say there.
We just don't need to have a crystal ball. Say what you mean and mean what you say, right? Explain it well. And I've often said this. I know we're wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying something, you have to be mindful of the way that the other person is receiving it.
Yeah.
A lot of people get caught up in, I said it. A lot of people get caught up in, I explained it to you. But if the other person is receiving it a certain way, you have to be mindful that they're receiving it that way. So since they're receiving it that way, it's bigger than the way that you said it. Don't stand so tall on, this is how I said, and this is the way I said, they should have got it. No, if they didn't receive it the right way, you as the communicator need to change something about the way that you're communicating so that they're able to receive what you're saying.
And it goes both ways. I mean, if you, and as I said, this is not just about a romantic relationship. This is in relationships, period. Like I said, workmates, classmates, schoolmates, siblings, parents and children, you all need to talk. Communicate. Mom, I did not like this. Dad, I didn't like this. It's all about how you do it. Find effective ways, polite ways. Wait for the right time. Even if you have to address your spouse. Even though I know some spouse, boy, is never the right time, no? And that boils down to acceptance too, eh? Some people just can't accept what you're saying about them. But I'll tell them this in conclusion, eh? The first way, the way to healing is to internalizing and accepting. There's an old saying in Trinidad, a thousand Frenchmen can't be wrong. So if everybody is saying one thing about you, and this is it, and this is it, it happened to me, where I felt I always have a plaster, I could defend myself. But then I recognized there came a time when I didn't need to do it anymore. I just hushed. You tell me I this, I that, I accepted it. I say, okay, you know what, Davey? Just reshape, reevaluate, change. Because consistency breeds reality. If you're consistent with something, it becomes the reality. It becomes real. If you're inconsistent, that's another story. So I needed to accept even the things that is not me. But if you say it's me, I will take it. I started to take things that wasn't even me because I needed to change the consensus of what was happening.
That's good.
And that's what you need to do. Listen to communicate effectively. Do not listen to respond. Carlos, much love to you, my brother.
You as well, man. Appreciate you, Davey.
Christmas Eve is next week, Tuesday, you know. If you feel we could get into the show, we get into the show next week, Tuesday. All right, bro?
Let's do it.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Have a great one. All right,
cool. You too, thank you.
Yeah, man.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.